off-season NBA transformations. As empty as they are inevitable, with every new season comes the barrage of new clips, videos, photos of players looking slimmer, players looking absolutely jacked, jump shots looking nicer, and fans getting hyped up on the idea of a new, improved version of their favorite player. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on the guy who showed me photos of shredded James Harden. Luka Doncic, the latest member of this offseason tradition, recently going through a transformation of his own. He's lost weight, overhauled his diet, put down the basketball altogether to focus on getting in peak physical form. The same exact routine we have grown all too familiar with. But this transformation feels different. It feels personal. 6 months ago, the Mavericks did the unthinkable by turning their backs on the future of their franchise. And in response, Luka isn't just getting into shape. He wants more than to just study film or work on his jump shot. He wants revenge. Last week, Men's Health published a cover story detailing the drastic transformation of Luka Doncic over the last 3 months. In the article, Luka talks about the sacrifices he's made to hopefully take his body and game to the next level. Details that include him beginning his off-season training program the day after the Lakers were eliminated from the playoffs, followed by months of fasting, a strict diet, more time to rest than any other point in his career, and even a one-month stretch where he stopped playing basketball altogether to focus on weight training and other sports to get his mind and body off the court and focused on his overall fitness. And immediately following this news came the hype of skinny Luka.
Do you even recognize the person on the cover?
Showing off his slimmer physique in the newest issue of Men's Health.
But after a full summer of training and lots of protein, he's poised to take his game and the Lakers to another level.
But we've seen this before, not just from other players, but from Luka himself, time and time and time again. So why would things be any different this time? Because I believe Luka's commitment to his health and conditioning over the last few months actually has little to do with his body and more to do with his mind. The real transformation here isn't in his weight or his conditioning, it's between his ears. For the last 6 months, Luka has been a ticking time bomb. His abilities as a leader were questioned, his work ethic and his drive were put up for debate in front of the whole world. The Mavericks traded Luka because they felt not only was he out of shape, but that he would never get into shape. They felt he wasn't taking his conditioning seriously, and his lack of discipline was essentially a death sentence to any hopes the Mavs had at ever winning a title with him leading their team. Comments that are just as wild today as they were at the time, and probably should have stayed in private, but from their perspective, were legitimate concerns. In the following months, Dallas got AD, they landed with the number one overall pick, which is suspicious, and they landed on Cooper Flagg. A happy ending in Dallas considering their monstrosity of a decision. But the one thing Dallas forgot to factor into their grand plan, there is nothing Luka Doncic loves more than revenge. This is the same man who embarrassed a 64-win Suns team, sent them packing in a historic Game 7, and talked smack the whole entire time because they got a little too confident. This is the same man who put the Defensive Player of the Year on an island, walked him down for a game winner, and told him he couldn't guard him, all because of one hard foul. He dropped a 50-piece on the Pistons because their assistant coach said a few things he didn't like.
It seems like there was a little extra chirping going on with the bench tonight. Did that impact
it? Their assistant coach, he started chirping in the first quarter. So they didn't like when I chirped back. Now they said, play basketball. If they're going to chirp at me, I'm going to chirp back. I ain't scared.
For every snide remark, every unsightly gesture, comes a Luka masterclass as a result of the unfortunate soul who thought it was a good idea to cross him. You want to take a wild guess at who he scored the most points against last season? That's right. The man knows how to hold a grudge. This, my friends, is not a coincidence. And neither is Luka getting into the best shape of his life this offseason. After 7 years in the NBA and refusing to take his health and conditioning seriously, Luka literally did exactly what the Mavs said he would never do and got into the best shape of his life purely out of spite. Which leads me to believe this is not your typical offseason transformation. This is a man who is out for revenge, and like the greats that came before him, is prepared to not just change his game, but change his entire approach on the game. Back in 2011, after losing to Dallas in the finals, LeBron James was at a crossroads in his career. He was definitively the best player in the world by this point. His game looked sharp, it looked complete, he was better than ever. And yet, something was still clearly missing. And it was in the following offseason where he found that missing piece. He sought training from Hakeem Olajuwon to expand his post-game. He spent more time studying his decision-making on the court and finding ways to improve it. And of course, he transformed his body to handle the more inside-out game he would deploy in the following season. The transformation, although visible on the outside, was happening inside. How he saw the game, how he led his team, his resilience in tough moments, and the sacrifices he was willing to make in order to win. A transformation motivated by the shortcomings and criticism he had faced leading up to that point, and a shift in perspective that many all-time greats have had to face and overcome. Michael Jordan's moment came in the summer of 1990, after getting beat down by the Pistons, searching for an answer to get over the hump. His answer came in the form of spending countless hours in the weight room, putting on 15 pounds in the offseason to handle the physicality teams were throwing at him, and a newfound willingness to adapt his game to a new system and coach that knew it could work, but only if Michael bought into it. Kareem's moment came after a 7-year championship drought, where he had to embrace the idea of not just being a great player, but being a great leader, inspired by a young, exuberant rookie who virtually gave him no other choice. Some of these turning points are more public, more intentional. Others are stumbled upon in pursuit of greatness. But all of them weren't just transformations of game, but a transformation of how they approach the game. After repeated playoff failures and constant criticism about his work ethic and conditioning, Shaq's moment came in the summer of 1999. With Phil Jackson as the new coach in LA, Shaq showed up in the best shape of his life, leaned into the triangle offense, and for the first time, fully bought into not just dominating, but winning. The transformation was visible in his body, but the change that really mattered happened to his mind. For Kobe, his moment came at rock bottom, with the departure of Shaq and missing the playoffs entirely in 2005. In the years that followed, he began to reshape not just his body, but his identity as a leader. A transformation that brought upon a completely new era in Kobe's career. As Kobe said at the time, his number changed, but the real shift happened in his mindset. He learned how to elevate teammates rather than just outscore opponents. A change that gave Kobe the tools to lead his team in ways that never quite showed up in the box score. All of these players, despite their game-breaking abilities and undeniable impact on the game, had to face the uncomfortable reality that if they wanted to win, something needed to change. A reality that Luka is facing at this moment in his career in more ways than one. Jokic, Giannis, Shea, Embiid, Tatum. What do all of these players have in common? They are all generational talents of the current NBA era, but they also share something else in common. All of these players have won at least one of these milestone awards through the first 8 seasons of their career. MVP, Finals MVP, and or a championship. The only generational talent at the moment who hasn't is Luka. In fact, almost without exception, every all-time great modern player stamped their legacy with at least one of these benchmark achievements that separate great players from all-time great players by the end of their 8th season in the league, most of them with many of these awards. By this point, nearing about the halfway mark of a player's career, the truly transcendent players are well on their way to checking off these accomplishments. And in terms of talent, impact, and numbers, Luka should be in this class by now. That has not only been the expectation, but the trajectory he's been on for the past half decade. But he has yet to achieve any of these accomplishments going into his 8th season in the league. Luka just had to sit by and watch his own draft classmate pull off a historic run, MVP, Finals MVP, and a championship in the same season, all while Luka was being told he didn't even have what it takes to lead a team to a championship. The man is watching his peers take over the NBA and cement their legacies right in front of his eyes. Pair that with the doubt and ridicule the Mavericks have shown him and a man who has sought revenge for a whole lot less, and you have a recipe for what may just be a real transformation, fueled by failure and an unwavering desire to get even.